You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
John 21. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." The second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you girded yourself and walked where you would. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish to go." This he said to show by what death he was to glorify God. And after this, he said to him, "Follow me." Along with Peter and the first disciples, each of us who considers ourselves a Christian is to be a disciple, a follower of Christ. And therefore, each of us has experienced Jesus' call to every disciple, "Follow me." Before I go on, ponder that for just a moment. Consider with a sense of wonder and privilege. The Lord Jesus himself says to you, "Follow me. Leave other things behind. Don't be distracted. Follow me." I want to share three thoughts about following the Lord, and each has an F involved, so stay tuned. Unfortunately, each of us, like Peter and all the other disciples, have also experienced failure. And that's the background, of course, to this passage, that Peter failed. Peter blew it. He denied his Lord and Master three times. At the most important hurdle of his life, he fell flat. Every disciple knows failure. Every disciple knows falling. But we can't stay down. We can't give up. Perhaps you've heard the story of the abbot renowned for the holiness of his monks in his monastery. And another abbot with less holy monks comes to him and says, what's your secret? Please tell me." And the abbot says, "Well, what do you mean?" He says, "Well, your monks are holy. What's the secret? What do you do?" He says, "Well, we fall down and we get back up again. We fall down and we get back up again." And we who are converted, we who experience conversion, are called to continual conversion. And we need to get back up when we fall, when we fail. The second F is the lack of fulfillment. And those who truly follow the Lord will experience some lack of fulfillment, some lack of things going our way. Not everything will go just the way we had envisioned or chosen. We truly and wholeheartedly love the Lord. We'll be called to places we wouldn't go. And we'll be called to do things we wouldn't choose to do. And quite possibly be called to be with people we don't even like. I remember one Good Friday praying before a cross and telling the Lord I wanted to know more of his love, and him responding, "Are you sure? Are you sure?" And after a moment of hesitation, I said, "Yes, Lord, of course." And then immediately this passage came to mind. When you were young, you went where you wanted to go. You did what you wanted to do, but not when you're old. And I think this lack of fulfillment, as it were, is a part of the life of every disciple. Finally, feeding. We're called to feed others. Our focus isn't to be on ourselves, but on others. Peter is called to feed the sheep, to feed the lambs. And we are as well, to focus on others. Not on ourselves and our own fulfillment, but to join the Good Shepherd. So today and throughout these 40 days, perhaps we can ask ourselves, where have I failed to follow the Lord? perhaps even denied his lordship. We can ask ourselves, am I able to embrace the truth that the master calls the shots and may well lead me where I do not wish to go? And lastly, am I content to focus on others' needs, to be that grain of wheat that falls into the ground and dies in order to bear much fruit to feed others?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.